Do you think this is a step in the right direction?
Absolutely, Ross. The ACT Law Society is right behind this initiative. We think it's a great idea. We commend, in particular, Magistrate Karen Fryer for pushing this idea forward. We fully support it.
What benefit is there at the moment? And generally, do you find, because I'm sure as a lawyer, Athol Opus, you quite often see the same people coming before you, you know, looking for legal support. Is the general feeling that there is not much benefit in putting young people behind bars?
Yes, I think that's correct.
I know that's a generalisation, but you know, the research is there, isn't it?
Okay, absolutely. The fact is that the last option you would want exercised for young offenders is to see them put in prison. This is a very positive model because it seeks to explore rehabilitation of young offenders before incarcerating them. So it's a very good option.
Do you have any concerns about the workload, the extra workload it's going to place on the magistrates?
Well,
and whether it's going to distract them at all from their task at hand?
Yeah. Look, that's a good question, Ross. I guess it's a question of wait and see. I think the Attorney General mentioned that this is going to initially be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's an opportunity to test how the program works, including its resource implications on the Magistrates Court.
Mm.
But it's a good question you raise, and it's certainly something that needs to be monitored to make sure that the court can meet its demands, because court resourcing generally is certainly a big issue here in the Territory.
Yeah.
But it's a good initiative, and as I understand it, a similar program to this exists in New South Wales, but with greater emphasis on adult offenders. And indeed, if this is a successful program in relation to children, then it there's capacity for it to be expanded, or potential for it to be expanded to adult offenders as well.
Just playing the devil's advocate for a moment, and I will put this question to Karen Fryer. Do you have any concerns at all that if young people believe or are aware that there is that by doing some sort of a crime that they can avoid a jail sentence, and this is one way out of doing it, that it will make it more likely that they will offend?
Is jail
enough of a deterrent? And knowing that you might end up going to jail, is that likely to deter someone? Whereas if there's a chance that they're going to get out of going to jail and have to go through a drug and rehabilitation program, that they're more likely to offend?
Look, again, a very good question, Ross. I guess looking at the way this option is intended to work, it doesn't rule out the possibility of a young offender still being sent to prison. It simply provides as a sentencing option for the Children's Court this option to refer the young offender off to this rehabilitation arrangement and to then bring them back before the court before sentencing. Now, I imagine that this rehabilitation process is not going to be a small or an insignificant commitment by the young offender. So, you know, they're going to have to pull their socks up and actually participate in that program,
mm-hmm.
If they're going to get themselves out of a prison sentence where that might otherwise have applied.